Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, man, it would be no us without you. And we appreciate you listening every day and making us a part of your day, whether it's 10 minutes, 25 minutes, an hour. We prefer an hour or more. Right. So thank you guys, man. That was from yesterday. We're going to take some more of your phone calls. I know people are fired up and rightfully so. And I say this. Listen, you can be fired up. I just want them to get it right. Mike, I just want to see them correct with things that they need to get corrected. Make some plays in this national semifinal game. Get past Michigan. I don't care if we win by one, okay? Win, and then let's see where we're at. What if Cincinnati beats Alabama?
Well, then you should have a rematch or a real physical game that was won by JT Daniels coming from behind to get the Georgia Bulldogs to win in the Peach Bowl last year.
I know. So, I mean, I know you're going to go, that ain't happening. We don't know. So, I just want to get past this Michigan game. Let's see what happens if we get a rebound.
Well, I don't know, man. Luke Fickell's guys may actually have a plan, unlike Georgia's guys.
Well, Mike, they are a good team. I mean, I don't think that they're getting the respect because of, again, the conference and all that stuff. You saw it last year. I saw it when they played Georgia. Everybody right. thought Georgia was going to blow doors, and they fought for their lives and kicked a field goal at the end to win, but they won the game. And then at the end of the game, everybody said, man, the Cincinnati team's going to be good next year. Guess what? Here we are. So they're back in the mix. Georgia's back in the mix. But I know people are upset because you feel like, hey, these things shouldn't be happening at this point in the season. I think that's what's got your goat, right?
No, it irks me that, you know, people, first of all, let's rationalize crap, okay? Because Saturday was crap. I want to hear what you guys are talking about. And then it becomes, you know, and then there's not everybody, but there are a segment of Georgia fans. Well, Saban's not going anywhere. And this was the year you're supposed to be able to go punch for punch with these guys. We just talked about it. Their offensive line was like musical chairs this year, you know? I know that Georgia, you pointed out the lack of healthy skill position players, but you still got wide receivers who can catch the football. You know, I mean, this goes back to when you laid it out earlier for guys that missed it. You know, we started the season saying you really need to have a guy at quarterback for your team who's going to play on Sundays in the NFL to win a national championship. And then Georgia goes out and meticulously knocks everybody out with a great defense, starting with the Clemson game. JT did go down, you know, was banged up. And then Bennett was like, wow, we're like, maybe the plucky Bennett will work. And I was convincing myself and you on the radio saying, you know, the A.J. McCarron, Jacob Coker type guy can work. Until you get against Alabama, and then you realize, no, you can't come from behind with that guy. He's not that guy. He's a great story, but you need a Deshaun Watson or a Trevor Lawrence, you know, or, you know, a Joe Burrow to win this title. You know, if you're going to knock off a guy like Bryce Young and Nick Saban. So this goes back to how does Kirby not have, and why did Kirby handle the quarterback situation the way he did? And how does he not know this? How does he not understand that at these moments that all the things that you can do with Bennett, you cannot come from behind down 14 against Alabama with him?
Yeah, poll questions up. Are we built to come from behind? Are we built the right way? And I know you're going to say, yeah, of course we are. Are we? We had command of pretty much every game this season except the one that happened last Saturday. And when they went on their explosion, we didn't have any answers. Four scoring drives and a quick strike in the third quarter in 18 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. That's what happened. So you give up more points than you did in the month of September, October, and November. Combined. I mean, so there is something to be said. I saw Deshaun Watson, just like you, come from behind in games at Clemson. I saw Tua. I know you did. I saw Trevor. I saw what Joe Burrow did. I saw what Mac Jones did. Don't tell me that stuff doesn't matter. So I don't know if we're built, Mike. And when I say that, I'm not talking about the team. We've got athletes and players. I'm talking about the position that is the most important position on the field. Do we have a guy? I don't care if it's Daniels or the other guy. Do we have a guy that fits that mantra where you go, yeah, he's able to do that?
Right. Right. And again, and part of this, just so we're clear on this, guys, we said this yesterday if you missed the program, it all goes back to, Ike, please, it all goes back to the idea that you did not and could not execute your game plan against Alabama on defense, because we saw Auburn get after it. We talked about it. LSU. All these teams have got at least four sacks against Alabama. Georgia couldn't get a sack. And then how do you not pivot? How do you not have another plan? It was almost like, see, I mean, that's where it comes back to me and Kirby and how much involvement with Lanning and what are the other position coaches doing? How is there not a better mousetrap at halftime? Okay, here's what we're going to do. That never occurred. Other than they did amp up some of the blitzes, but by that time it was too little too late. And then, as we said, Bennett on the flip side was giving the football away.
Here's the other thing I need, and I don't know if this guy's out there or not. I need separation from this wide receiving group. Mike, I just saw Alabama's receivers get separation. I haven't seen that. Now, you're going to tell me, well, Pickens is on his way back. He'll be good for the, you know, national semifinal game. Okay, let me see. I can't tell you that. I don't know. I saw him catch one ball. I got excited because I was like, man, this kid, because I know what he does bring. But he hasn't been out there. But meanwhile, I'm watching all these other teams that we're talking about, whether it was Ridley with Alabama before he became a Falcon, or whether it was Justin Ross at Clemson, or whether it was Jamar Chase, who's now in the NFL, or Devontae Smith, who won a Heisman. I need some guys to get some separation. So well, where's the next level difference makers on the outside, Mike?
The guys that were banged up, we already talked about. I mean, Kyrus Jackson not being able to roll. We talked about Pickens not 100%. So I guess you're telling me that, again, great story. Everybody loves Ladd McConkey, but in this game,
they
couldn't connect. And Brock Bowers still had a really good game. But Jermaine Burton, the other guys, Adonai Mitchell, those guys, you're right. I mean, this was an issue where, as far as the skill position players, they, at times it kind of reminds you of what, I think it was back in 07 when Matthew Stafford was here. And it was a bunch of just regular dudes like Massaquoi and company, but it wasn't really guys you said were going to be stars in the NFL.
Let's hear from Stetson Bennett on his interceptions versus Alabama.
The first one was a bad decision. The second one, I didn't see the safety driving. Like I said, you can't have those two plays against players like this. They made us pay for it.
So here's the thing. When and if we get back to an opportunity to play these guys again, and I know most dog fans are like, I want it. You're going to be a little bit nervous knowing that Bennett has thrown five picks in the past two meetings against Alabama. I'm going back to 2020 regular season and then what you saw on Saturday. Four of those five guys have come when the dogs have been trailing in the second half. Don't tell me you won't be nervous. You will be, because that is a fact. So you're telling me we're built for this, Mike. Are we built for it? Are we built to come back from behind?
Not with Stetson Bennett under center. You need a guy who can deliver the football accurately and do the thing. Look, the guy handled his business was it a sexy game? No, but it was a physical game against a physical defense. Talk about the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl last year against Cincinnati. He handled that situation. Pickens had two catches for 30. His longest was a 37-yarder. But just targeting. Did you get enough out of that? I mean, we talked about Ladd McConkey too. We had one of the touchdowns. Brock Bowers obviously did his job, 10 for 139. But you're asking me about the skill position, guys. But, I mean, yeah, I just don't understand how you don't also use the running backs as bigger weapons in the passing game. James Cook had four catches. I would have tried to get the ball in his hands because we know he can do that job. Whether you want to say wheel route or simply using him as a wide receiver lined up out there. If you're looking, if you need somebody to make a play, he will make a play for you.
I agree with that. That's the one area we haven't spent a lot of time on. I know you mentioned the Todd Monken going away from the run, but it is perplexing to me that they panicked in that moment. We should not have done that. We just stay the course. We had a lot of game left. So much so, Kirby, I'm regretting that he didn't take the 3 points. I know he said it probably wouldn't have mattered. I think differently. I think you kick the points there. You get the points, Mike. You get a stop, potentially. Maybe you get some momentum going. Who knows how the game goes? But that's neither here nor there. Dogs ended up losing. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on around college football. But before we do, as always, guys, Dog Report brought to you by our friends at BrightBox.
BrightBox, guys. B-R-I-T-E. BrightBoxElectrical.com for the ultimate man cave, home security, home monitoring. Maybe you want to do podcasts, build your own studio in your backyard or in your basement. They can do that too, man. And go to BrightBoxElectrical.com.
All right, Mario Cristobal talking about what are you doing going to Miami? Why are you leaving Oregon? You're in a really good situation. He is now the new coach at Miami, the U. Here's Cristobal.
it's okay for people not to understand. And it's okay for people to be upset. And it's okay for people to be happy. I don't judge. When granted an opportunity like I have for the past 5 years, it's just 100% in, all in, every ounce. And it's hard. Can't put it in words, the difficulty of moments like this. And players and coaches, we are in a profession that is as wild and as crazy, as untimely as you could ever imagine.
Yeah, difficult situation for Oregon. They've lost coaches to the state of Florida 2 years in a row. Well, two coaching runs in a row, because you've had a good couple of games this year. Unfortunately, they just obviously had Stanford loss kind of set them then late in the season. But he's won double-digit games, has Cristobal. Taggart, after 1 year, went to Florida State, and now they lose Cristobal. And by the way, I think Manny Diaz, there's an article in the Herald right now saying how classily he handled this. He was out there recruiting for Miami until eventually the word got around that, wow, yeah, you know, you're going to get got. But and again, it was also exacerbated by the fact that they had, you know, fired the athletic director earlier in the month. But Cristobal is the latest guy. Mark Richt was a Miami guy. Obviously Diaz was, and now we'll see if this guy can do it. He was at FIU. He didn't do anything at FIU, but he did have success at Oregon.
Yeah, that is a lot of class. I don't know about you guys. If you found out your job was going to fire you last week, you putting in 100?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Most people, they check out, right?
They've all been sitting on the beach earning, yeah, 20%, right?
So most people check out. So to say this guy was still recruiting for the school he loves, because he does. He loves Miami. And to say, hey, I hadn't been told anything, so I'm going to be out here doing what I need to do. That's a hell of a job by Manny Diaz, man. Hey, last but not least, Marcus Freeman is the new coach at Notre Dame, guys. He was asked if Brian Kelly wanted him to come to LSU. This is from the Dan Patrick Show.
Did Brian Kelly ask you if you wanted to go to LSU?
He did. He did.
And what did you say?
I said, I need a job. So I said, yeah, let me talk to my wife. And that's the first thing I said. I said, absolutely. I said, let me talk to my wife. And that gave me time to kind of figure this whole thing out. And it all happened extremely fast after that.
By the way, if you've not heard this guy, I'm talking about Freeman. He's 35 years old. Yeah. Well, it's not only that, Mike. I mean, I don't think he gets a job if he wasn't, but he's saying things like, I don't have all the answers, and I need help. And unless I get the help I need, meaning communicating and hearing the folks here at Notre Dame, we're not going to win. He is not coming in like a know-it-all. It's right. Really, that part of it is really impressive to me.
I was hoping he was going to get the job. We spoke about also as an African-American head coach, and there's so few of them in the college and the pro ranks. Also, Brett Venables, man, I think he's going to do well at Oklahoma, bro. Imagine Oklahoma playing defense, Carl.
It could be something. They've got enough offense. Mick Mixon, play-by-play guy for the Carolina Panthers, is going to join us. We go behind enemy lines next.
It's time to go behind enemy lines. We're bringing you all the intel for the Falcons' opposition.
Brady Jarrett blasted it.
Only on Dukes and Bell.
All right, Sunday, Falcons travel to Carolina. We go behind enemy lines, and this guy knows the Carolina Panthers well. His name is Mick Mixon, and does the play-by-play for the Carolina Panthers. Mick, it's good to have you back on the show. It's funny because, you know, it seemed like just a few weeks ago things were coming together for Carolina, and we were like, oh, man, they got McCaffrey back, and look, they added Cam, and then things go to crap. What's going on?
Well, how much time do you have? It's a little bit of a hot mess up here right now, but there's something about the greatly detested Atlanta Falcons that when we see them coming, this has a chance to be great theater. This is the kind of game that Cam Newton could possibly reach back and hang a little tinsel on that evergreen bough and have something for all the little boys and girls who cheer for the Panthers, maybe rebound from that puny 5.8 passer rating, quarterback rating at Miami, and hopefully give the Panthers a chance. It does look, from here in the Carolinas, it looks like the Falcons have figured a couple of things out in the run game, and with what Patterson and Davis are doing, toting it, and Gallman as well, and, you know, of course, Matt Ryan. I mean, I think you know, you got two teams kind of singing a similar song. You know, there's right. Still time, but it's getting late.
It is Mick Mixon, guys, and we're talking about the Panthers. And here, kitty, as the Falcons take it on Carolina. Hey, by the way, how quickly or did you see this coming with Joe Brady? Because it sounds like there was some dysfunction there, or they weren't on the same page last year between Matt Rhule and his OC, or were you surprised by the move?
Yeah, I was. I'm just one guy. I mean, I don't coach the team from the press box. but I was surprised to hear it. I thought, you know, Matt Rhule, he put a bookmark there in his comments prior to the bye week. He said he didn't have anything in mind, but he wasn't ruling any changes out. Nothing was off the board. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, it's like dating. You know, sometimes you break up with one because you think you can do better. You're not well paired. Next thing you know, you run into her 2 months later at the gym, and she's looking great and dating your best friend. And you think, now, tell me again what I was thinking. Joe Brady's a star. I mean, he'll stay on the street for about 5 minutes, and somebody, if they haven't already, somebody will get him interviewed and hired. But I think Matt Rhule, to his credit, you know, I think sometimes change is hard. It's hard in business, relationships, athletics, but sometimes it's necessary for true growth. So I give Matt Rhule credit for making a difficult call, but staying true to what he thinks is best for the team.
Mick Mixon joining us, guys, talking about the Carolina Panthers. They take on the Falcons on Sunday. So I know it's your last year. So I want to ask you this, and I don't know if you'll be completely honest or not. But I'm starting to believe, like, McCaffrey is a bust. He's been more hurt than he's been healthy. And when he's healthy, he's damn good. But he's been more hurt, Mick. So what am I supposed to believe when it comes to McCaffrey?
Yikes. You want me to scorch the earth on my way out the door?
Exactly, I do.
I mean, this is my 401K could be in jeopardy here on your show. My gosh. I mean, do you ask Wes Durham these kinds of questions?
We do.
He equivocates, but we do. We do ask him these questions.
All right. Well, here's what I think about CMC. I think this kid is a tough, any-era football player, football lifer. He loves ball. And he, I mean, you see his injury history. I wouldn't try to sell you on any kind of bill of goods other than he has had a problem here lately staying healthy. But you know that when he's right, what he's capable of, I mean, effortless catcher of the football. Excellent in pass pro blitz pickup. Powerful runner, low center of gravity, hard to bring down, understands pursuit and the geometry of tacklers coming to get him. Excellent at splitting defenders, falling forward for extra yardage. So I think if he were a stock, I'd say he's not a sell it and offload it right now. He's a buy and hold.
J.C. Horn gets banged up. We know that you've had some great drafts as far as defense. And I know one thing we noticed, certainly it's hard, you can't miss him, is how good Derrick Brown is. And that was certainly a major problem for us last time we played. How impressed are you by the front seven?
Pretty decent, but the ends are a little, you know, the ends are a little light in the trousers. And this is great for rushing the passer, but teams have lined up and just with this jackhammer thunderclap backs in this run game. Dallas did it. The Giants had success running the ball. Miami and Atlanta is a fantastic wide zone team. That zone stretch cutback, the way the Falcons run it. So, I mean, I like the front seven here. And this whole defense is fast and twitchy, mad at it. They got the makeup speed. But I think the worry, I think what the Panther defensive coaches have to figure out is, okay, how are we going to stop the run game, the wide zone, and then try to worry about making Matty Ice's world a little difficult.
So who's calling the plays then this week, by the way? Do we know?
We do know. I took my name out early. I didn't want a groundswell of write-in ballots to gain traction. So it's going to be Jeff Nixon, 47-year-old. So that's Nixon with an N, not Mixon, M-I-X-O-N. That's me. But Jeff Nixon, 47 years old, coached everywhere. I mean, he's been at Shippensburg, Princeton, graduate assistant at Penn State, was with Coach Rhule at Penn State, coached in the league, a couple of different stops, San Fran, Miami, Carolina. And I think this is a great opportunity for this young, fairly young coach, not Joe Brady young, but, you know, still young enough. I think this is a great chance for him to show he's got a feel for calling these plays.
So the owner, anytime you get a Wall Street guy buying an NFL team and he's a billionaire, you always figure there's going to be a, you know, a short leash with everybody. So, I mean, what kind of progress has to be made in the final games of the season for everybody to keep their job down there, up there?
Yeah, that's not that, that X in that equation is, you cannot solve for that right now. I think that Matt Rhule will want to see if I could hand the phone over to Coach Rhule, he'd probably say, not just David Tepper, but all of us, we want to see wins. We want to see some progress. We want to see the brand being worked on and the standard that these coaches are trying to set around here. So the Panther schedule is pretty bloody from here on out. So we got the dirtiest of birds on Sunday here. We go to Buffalo. That should be a joyous Noel up there based on the weather last night. And then Tampa Bay twice, New Orleans once. So it's going to be kind of a rough part of the schedule, but it's doable. You know, I think probably what Matt Rhule would say is, Mick, do not say any more words. Just say to these guys on the Atlanta radio behind enemy lines, we're going to try to go 1-0 this week.
Yeah, and he's right. Both teams need it. Mick, we just want to say, man, you're one of the best. We appreciate your time, not only on this show, but you've done a hell of a job and enjoying your work over the years. So appreciate you, and when it's all said and done, enjoy retirement, man, all right?
Oh, shoot, man, I appreciate that more than you know, man. You guys are great. It's fun to talk to you. I appreciate it a lot, and come see me in the radio press box.
All right, Mick. No, man, it's a good dude. I mean, this is one of those rivalries. Tampa Bay, Carolina, the only one we really get mean with is the Saints. I think most Falcon fans have a decent time. Carl, they're up there at Carolina at Bank of America.
I do, too. And you say this all the time. Easy drive, easy to get a ticket, right? For the most part. I mean, you can get in there. So I'm with him on this. Both teams are looking to go 1-0. The timing of the whole Joe Brady thing is weird. I do agree with him. Brady's going to get another job. Is he ready to be a head coach? I don't know about that, but he's already proven he can be a coordinator, and if given the right players, Mike, he can make the right calls.
But I mentioned to you yesterday, when he did get the job, it was funny that his old boss in New Orleans, Sean Payton, kind of threw some shade on the guy as if, how does this guy become an offensive coordinator when he was literally like, you know, quality control guy, and he just really kind of moved up the ladder very quickly. Either way, we also know that Matt Rhule's not afraid to throw guys under the bus too, Carl.
No doubt. Hey, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Well, it was a tough night up in Buffalo, unless, of course, you're Jordan Poyer and you're dating you're married to an incredibly hot chick who likes to throw intimate photos of you and her up there on social media. Also, Carl, what airline forced passengers to force their plane down a runway? No, don't worry. It wasn't Spirit Airlines. I'll give you all the details coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man, on a Tuesday, Dukes and Bell with you, man. And I guess the topic today, Carl, for Guy Talk is athletes and the women who love them. Last night, we were talking about the awkward questions from some of the media. Some dude named Sullivan basically saying, your defense was crap. You got pushed around. Couldn't run the ball. And you heard some of the Bills players going, what? One of those guys is a lucky son of a gun. And Chris just sent me a photo during the commercial break. And I was like, I forgot about that. Rachel Bush is the Instagram model. I guess, are they married? She's with Jordan Poyer, who's the safety for the Bills. So last night he gets home, and obviously it's a tough loss. She posts a photo wearing a cute sweater. She comes over, kisses her man on the noggin while displaying her incredibly amazing rack. So good for him, buddy. He came home and... It looks like it's really his. There's every day is a winner for that guy, Poyer. Again, if you're into people who look like Kim Kardashian with the curves, and she's got them.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't. I guess Chris's statement earlier was that this guy will never be unhappy, right? Basically, it doesn't matter what happens. No,
I mean,
these games.
She's built like Jessica Rabbit. I mean, from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right? Chris, best way to describe it.
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of Jessica Rabbit, Laura Croft, and Kim Kardashian.
Laura Croft.
So that would be winning. So a photo of him like on a couch after a hard night's work, and then she comes over and kisses her man on the noggin. Isn't that sweet? Speaking of ladies taking care of their guys or being excited about their dudes out there, how about Jared Goff? Remember on Hard Knocks a couple years ago with the Rams, we got to see his incredibly hot swimsuit model girlfriend?
Yeah, when he was out in L.A., right?
Yeah, Kristen Harper is her name. She got word that the Lions had actually won a football game while she was doing, guess what, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, as she was also bursting out of her bikini with an amazing rack. And so you can check that out on Twitter and Instagram. If you're a boob man, Kristen Harper said she was so excited. She's like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And she's just looking like you'd expect a very buxom swimsuit model to look like. So good for Jared Goff, you know.
Is she going to be in the next swimsuit issue?
She is. She'll be wearing, and if they use the photos that I'm seeing here in the New York Post, it's a yellow bikini. Says, oh my God, this is going to make me cry. This is the best. so good for Goff, man. Hey, man. And, you know, he's, you know what? You look at the guy like, as if like, oh, what a loser. He got traded to Detroit. No, things are pretty good, man. He's got $100 million in change in the bank, and he's got that lady looking out for his best interest. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we just spoke with Mick Mixon from the Carolina Panthers in radio and TV. We talked about Joe Brady getting fired. They fired him a day late, Carl, because they couldn't find him. Matt Rhule said at the press conference on Monday that he planned to fire Joe Brady on Saturday, but he wasn't available to meet. So they finalized the decision late last week, and then they relieved him of his duties on Sunday, purely football-related. Again, they left after Miami with some feelings about a change in offensive coordinator, but again, you can't fire a guy until you know where he is to talk to him.
Do you think he knew? Like, hey, we need the coach to see you. Yeah, all right, whatever.
He knew? I'm going to the Cherokee Casino. I'm going to turn my phone off. You know, I am not listening to you. Blah, blah, blah.
It's weird when you can't find a coach. I mean, come on, it's your job.
Struck me as a little odd when I read that story, but he decided that he needed to get outside his comfort zone. That's why he hired him in the first place. Then he thought maybe be able to push him in some of his ideas about offensive coaching. And as we later found out from some of the articles in Pro Football Talk, apparently it was strange bedfellows from the jump, and that's why if you're following the Panthers, you and I said this yesterday, whatever you're supposed to be, the offense is going to be based around Christian McCaffrey, who, as you brought up with Mick, can't stay healthy. When he's on the field, he's one of the best athletes in the league, but how often is that?
I have my reservations about this whole deal. And what I mean is what he ultimately is going to be. 10 years from now, we talk about him. What are we talking about?
Right.
What are we saying about what his career was?
It's going to be, I think it's one of those what ifs. You know, I mean, again, Gale Sayers was a guy that was obviously fantastic, whose career was cut short because of injuries. And because he was in Chicago, he was a little more famous had he played in some of the smaller markets in the NFL. But McCaffrey, I mean, he's one of those guys. You know, we talked about this earlier. We mentioned what? Saquon Barkley, right? Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, for a couple of years are the 1-2 you're taking in your fantasy draft, right? They're the most important players in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, I have reservations about the whole what people, you know, I know Mick Mixon said, you know, I'd still not let go of that stock. I don't know about that. I've done all this extensive research on running backs, Mike. When you get to 29, it's a wrap.
Yeah, and
you
it's start like, looking, remember the movie Logan's Run? You're dead at 30? That's basically it. Career's over at 30.
Well, you start looking at McCaffrey and you go, well, he's not quite there yet. No, but the injuries are aging him. And that's what happened to Todd Gurley. It's what happens to some of these guys that it's not over, you know, they don't have any control over it, but the injuries age you and get you to that number faster. So that, if you're going to tell me, well, he's got two more good years left. Okay.
Hey, man, I don't know if this is your idea of a fun jaunt on a puddle jumper, but folks on the airline known as Terra Air landed Carl somewhere at a place called Bajura in Simcot, in Humla. I guess this is India. And apparently there is a tire that blew out. So everybody off the plane, we got to push it open to like the hangar. So there's a 20-minute video of basically people like in their street clothes and stuff, all getting everybody together, ready, push. And they're pushing this Twin Otter, which is a kind of a plane if you've ever done skydiving. It's a good skydiving plane, but in this case it is a flight that they use up there in the Himalayas north India. So there's a pretty funny video, and I saw that. I was like, well, it's got to be Spirit, like get out and push.
So wait a minute, you pay to be on the airline and then you still have to push?
No, it's just they landed, something happened to the tire.
Okay.
And the thing was, so I mean, they're a little bit, I'm not saying they're overweight, but they couldn't move the plane because one of the tires was going flat. So they're like, imagine, like, okay, we have land again, it's India, am I allowed to do the voice if it's in India? Chris, you're the rule on this. What's that? Chris says, no, I cannot do an Indian voice. The story takes place in India. So simply just go, no, would you want me to do the standard Delta voice?
Okay, folks, apologize. We have a malfunction with one of our wheels. We need everybody to exit the aircraft in an orderly fashion and then grab a piece of the wing. Let's push this back to the hangar. Thanks.
There you go. Very nice.
Yeah, it's funnier with an Indian accent.
Yeah,
you know,
I totally
politically
agree.
Correct people ruining the show, ruining the chance to have fun. It's in India. If ever there was a chance I should be able to do an Indian accent, it would be this story. But anyway, hats off to the guys pushing. They said that the passengers all got apparently free tickets for another flight. So they got something out of it.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, as long as you get something out of it, that's the key, right?
I mean, there's a guy in the back. I know he's really pushing. He's kind of like in a place. It's not really a load-bearing structure on the plane. You know, somebody wasn't really pulling their weight on this one. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any loot out there on Wall Street today. And the answer is yes. Tech stocks leading the market higher, Carl, for a second day. I guess a lot of fears about Omicron, all that stuff. And now I guess they're figuring it out. So Wall Street's ready to rock and roll. Dow Jones up nearly 500. S&P was up 95. NASDAQ was up 461. The closing bell on Dukes and Bell is brought to you by Right From The Heart. For a wonderful place to put your tax-deductible donations, visit rightfromtheheart.org/donate. All right, obviously today is Pearl Harbor Day. It's funny, I don't know, this is a really obscure science fiction movie that was back in the 70s, but The Final Countdown was on the other day. You ever seen
the
that one?
The Final Countdown!
No, not the crappy song from Europe in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
The premise on this, and I'm watching this movie, my wife's like, what the hell are you watching? It's like an old movie. Kirk Douglas is like he's the captain of the aircraft carrier. Here's the premise. Could have been a good movie. So there's an aircraft carrier, right? It's modern day. And all of a sudden, they get sucked into a time vortex. Next thing you know, it's December 7th, 1941. They can stop the Japanese attack.
The Final Countdown.
Well, I like the movie. But anyway, nobody else did. Now, I'm one of these guys. I'm like, I'm watching this movie. I go, I really like this. And I look at it. I watch it on Wikipedia, and it made like $2 million. But anyway, that's made me thought of it. But obviously, today is December 7th. Larry Bird is 65 today. Larry Legend.
Yeah, man. I mean, and here's the deal. I know we're prisoner of the moment. Larry Bird was a bad blank dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was a bad boy.
I mean, talking that jive, the only thing about Larry Legend, which, and I bring it up to him. But the only thing that was a little strange in his career was that the fact that he didn't last at Indiana with Bobby Knight. And obviously, he's not the only guy. But you would think a guy like Larry Bird would have been tough. But he was such a small-town guy that he eventually got homesick, and he went back. And, of course, takes Indiana State, the Sycamores, all the way to the Final Four, and eventually that matchup with Magic Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, he's just one of my all-time greats. He could just flat-out shoot. I mean, and I know I have an affinity right now for Steph Curry because Steph's doing craziness that we haven't seen. But Larry Bird could just fill it up.
And even though I hate everything in Boston, I always felt so bad to see him having to lay down on the floor because his back was so jacked up at the end of his career. It was tough to watch, right? Yeah, hey, man, stay golden, pony boy. See, Thomas Howell is 55 today. T.O., Terrell Owens, I believe he still spends time in Atlanta. He's 48 today. Jeffrey Wright, amazing actor, is in a lot of movies we like. Was in Westworld. You know, Jeffrey Wright, he's 56 today.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Bench is a 74. So go get some blue emu and rub it on there. And Tom Waits, the singer, I've never understood. You know, he's 72 for people who like that sort of stuff. There's your guy talk on a Tuesday.
The final countdown.
That's not the movie.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Weiss, guys. Falcon Report's on the way. We'll talk to him about all things NFL coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.